USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker Moderna announced on Monday that early data from trials on its coronavirus vaccine shows it's nearly 95% effective at stopping infections. The news comes after Pfizer and BioNTech announced last week that their vaccine was 90% effective. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells Fox News that thanks to President Trump's Operation Warp Speed, some Americans will be able to be vaccinated starting in December.
This is the vaccine that President Trump partnered with Moderna on January 13th at our NIH labs, and now over 90% effective vaccine in one of the largest clinical trials ever. So now we have Pfizer, we have Moderna, and thanks to President Trump's vision, we've been making both of those and four other vaccines at commercial scale production. So we believe we'll have enough for 20 million Americans to get vaccinated in December.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
One major retailer is making changes to its face covering rules. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Costco has a new face covering policy. Starting on Monday, shoppers with medical conditions that prevent them from wearing a mask will now be required to wear a face shield in stores. Children under 2 are exempt. In announcing the change, Costco also stressing that masks or shields should not be seen as a substitute for social distancing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The hand recounts of ballots in Georgia is now 4 days old, and Monday a number of previously uncounted ballots were found in Floyd County. 2,600 ballots were found that had not been tallied. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said the issue was with votes on one memory card that were not saved into the ballot counting system. Raffensperger tells Fox News even with this, the recount will be completed on time.
All going as planned. Many of the counties are ahead, and every county will hit the 18th deadline that we gave them.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
One major retailer is making changes to its face covering rules. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Costco has a new face covering policy. Starting on Monday, shoppers with medical conditions that prevent them from wearing a mask will now be required to wear a face shield in stores. Children under 2 are exempt. In announcing the change, Costco also stressing that masks or shields should not be seen as a substitute for social distancing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The University of Miami is having its 3 remaining football games rescheduled because of coronavirus outbreaks. The game with Georgia Tech, originally scheduled for this Saturday, has been tentatively moved to December 19th. Next week's game at Wake Forest was pushed back to December 5th, and the clash with North Carolina will slide back to December 12th. There were 15 college football games postponed or canceled last week, pushing the total for the season to nearly 70. And if you've ever wanted to own an entire town, well, here's your chance. Nipton, California, a small historic railroad town near the Nevada border close to Las Vegas, is on the market. Whoever buys the town will be the owner of the town's 80 acres, which includes a general store, trading post, cafe, and a 5-room hotel. Nipton has about 20 full-time residents and usually a few visitors who come to stargaze, stop in the middle of a motorcycle ride, or just get out of the big city for a few hours. Nipton is on the market for an asking price of $2.75 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.